Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on a Friday, June 30th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gift Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about Dr. Nkosana Moyo's 2018 presidential bid.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu. Of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the entry, or is it the second coming, of Dr. Nkosana Moyo.
The former industry minister, Nkosana Moyo, yesterday launched his 2018 presidential campaign bid in Harare, opting to stand as an independent in a campaign he said would end polarization.
Moyo launched a new political formation, the Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA, which he said will not be a political party, but a movement driven by a growing determination to remove the ruling ZANU-PF party from power in next year's polls. Some leaders of the social movement, such as hashtag This Flag, have also announced that they will be contesting next year's elections as independent candidates.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi itadao titinge tichi taura ne zvemasho kwa katuru waneva mbwa gurukota muhurumende ya vamugabe Dr. Nkosana Moyo. Ekuti vachange vachikwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rinouya vakazvimirira kunyangwe hazvo vaine bato ravanotivo it's a social movement rinenge richiunza vanhu vakawanda pamwe chete kuti vakwikwidze musarudzo idzodzi vachitiwo havasina kubatana nemamapato aripo anopikisa. Tirakunzwa kubva kwamuri imi vateereri kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyi Gibbs.
Ibambe zvuro ndava lichona njani lapel kona kona ngapo tindarapa siyaphila sivili. Iye utaba egudwini lamhlanje lutaba lokankosana Moyo. Uyamazi udokotela waphuma kubandla leZANU-PF gijima sivili. Uteze phumile kwampana ke umongameli Robert Mugabe wathi indoda iphumile leyo ngoba iqolo layo kayiqinanga kangako. Kodwa ke nxa kunjalo bakhona abaningi abathi uMoyo wenza kuhle kakhulu ukuthi aphume kubandla leZANU-PF khonapho lapho ayingumphathintambo wezamafektali. So bamtshayela ihlombe kakhulu ngakhonoko. Kodwa kube khona abanye bathi ungavele enyathela udaka la engazani injani ingcolile. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lithini ngodaba lukamnumzana uNkosana Moyo. Kuzobuya ke labanye abe-hash flag abe-hashtag leyo kuthiwa i-this flag. Liyakukhumbula upastor u-Ivan Mawarire ukuze kube lokugijigijimisana ezidilithini lapha ukuthi labo bafaka lokho kuthiwa ngama-independent candidates. So sifuna ukwazi ukuthi abazimele bodwa
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are, of course, talking about the road to the 2018 general elections. Many political formations are being formed. I think by my last count, we might be nearing 60 opposition political parties challenging President Robert Mugabe, who has been in power since 1980. And of course, Mr. Mugabe turns 94 next year on the 21st of February, but he still says he wants to contest the elections. But the question is, with all these opposition political parties, what are their chances that they can unseat President Robert Mugabe? And some of the opposition parties have been planning to form grand coalitions. But Mr. Mugabe has dismissed those grand coalitions, saying that they are not going to work, and he will continue to rule Zimbabwe. Gibbs.
I think right now we've got our first guest, and that is Mr. Lloyd Msipa, who is an attorney by profession. I think he's linked to the Alliance for People's Agenda. We'll hear from him. Mr. Msipa, good evening and welcome to the program. Can you hear us, Mr. Msipa?
Yes, I can hear you. Good evening. How are you?
No, very fine. How are things?
No. So. Just enjoying the little bit of sunshine that is coming through here in the UK.
Excellent. I think the president can start rolling right away.
Now, Mr. Msipa, of course, we are talking about this new baby, the so-called Alliance for People's Agenda, or APA. How significant is this in the politics of Zimbabwe?
We need to look at this from a historical point of view. Over the last few months or years, in that our traditional political parties have repeatedly failed the people of Zimbabwe, whether it's the Liberation War Party or the opposition parties, they've repeatedly been failing the citizens. The citizens have been putting faith in the traditional parties, but nothing has been happening. So it's the citizens who have said to themselves this time, look, we are not going to carry on relying on the bureaucracy, which is in traditional political parties. We, as a people, we are going to change our own destiny. So when people like Dr. Nkosana Moyo come into the fray, all they are doing is they've listened to what people are saying. And people are saying, forget political parties. Let us go into this and restore power back to where it's supposed to be. Because remember, from a political point of view, politics is traditionally supposed to be power is supposed to be in the citizens of any particular country. So when political parties usurp that power and make it their powers and make elections completely irrelevant in the power dynamics, you know, we've got a problem. You cannot exactly remove ZANU-PF by force. But at the same time, going to the elections as a traditional political party, you will find that you may win the elections, but you will never change that into power. But the citizens themselves, if the citizens decide that this is what we are doing, we are taking our power back, and guess what? Those are the people best positioned to defend whatever they have taken, the original, you know, where power is supposed to, you know, reside traditionally. That is what is happening here. Mm-hmm. And what is unfortunate is that the traditional political parties are not reading into this. You know, they are busy using the old arguments that, hey, these guys are going to split vote. You know, why doesn't everybody line up against, you know, behind Morgan Tsvangirai and so on. So let's look at what is happening. There's politics in Zimbabwe is reaching the woman.
Gibbs. Now, Mr. Msipa, it appears as if there's something here that is confusing a lot of people. So this Alliance for the People's Agenda, is it a party or is some kind of social movement? So is Mr. Nkosana Moyo going to contest under that or as an independent? Let's nail it now.
What is the mistake most citizens are making, or most people are making, that they're looking at the term independent in its traditional sense. This is a hybrid structure, a structure that strangles the fine line between a formalized institution and the citizen. So if you are looking at the independent as your traditional, was it the former Ndawaningi Stole and all the other guys, this is not your traditional independent going there and saying, look, vote for me as one person. This is bringing in, giving the buy-in from the citizens. The citizens themselves are the ones that are going to drive this this project. They are the ones that are going to say, look, it is time to get the Zimbabwe that we want. How do we get the Zimbabwe that we want? How do we get a working Zimbabwe? First and foremost, before you get the Zimbabwe you want, you identify characters, persons, personalities that will be able to drive the vision. People with capability, people with track records, people with personal lives that reflect what an ordered society should be. You know, professionally, personally, not politics for the sake of politics. So if we're going back to basics, the family institution, that the how the family institution reflects on the state, the morals, the legalities. See, if we don't get it, if we get it wrong at the family level, that means we get it wrong at the national level. So we are going back to basics. That is exactly what is happening here. So the citizen is taking that power back and saying, look, society is supposed to be ordered and structured in this way. And this has been a long time coming.
But the bottom line is a political party, Mr. Msipa. I mean, let's not try to define things in very complicated language. A political party is a political party, period. So maybe you are going to the question.
If you're going to look at the legalities of a political party would have to be registered or be acknowledged by the commission in Harare. In this instance, what we are saying is that this is an individual going to the people. They are not going to state institutions or structures. They are going to the people and say, the people, look, you own this project, drive this project. Its success and failure will depend on the citizen of Zimbabwe. So what does the Zimbabwean citizen want? They want a better life. What is a better life? Food on the table, a man who's able to go to work and come back and get rewarded for that work. Day-to-day structures, what we call a normal, functional society. That's what people want. They are tired of sitting in queues in the banks. They are tired of working for nothing. They are tired of all the abnormalities that we see in Zimbabwe happening every day. You know, where we have a central bank when we have no currency of our own. You know, those things that we have now normalized in Zimbabwe was actually abnormal internationally. So the citizen is the driver of this thing. Forget about your traditional political party. This is not a political party. This is a citizen's movement. The citizen will drive this. The citizen will call the shots. This is about servant leadership. It is not about chef. This is servant leadership. The servant, in this instance, is the leader.
Thank you. Thank you. And it sounds very, very academic. I still remember somebody who wrote an academic paper on servant leadership, Mr. Msipa, and you are going exactly that. Maybe people will understand that. Let's proceed.
Mm-hmm. I think you have a caller.
Yeah, for the caller, Umnumzana Kumbulani, kunjani?
Happy.
Yeah, akusho ke Kumbulani. Yeah, sesibuyile futhi kuhlelo lapha ku Live Talk. Sikhuluma ngakho ukuthi Umnumzana Nkosala Moyo uthi ufuna ukwengena presidential election. Ukhetho lolu kambe angalunqoba yini kumbe uyasikhuluma umuntu omdala?
I am born with a
role. Ukungena kwakhe wena uthini ngakho? Ukungena kwakhe khona.
Hayi, ukungena ngangena mabe ukuthi isifula sokuzayo ngokuthi abantu bamthakazelela oro ukukhona ulo sizo oyabe elalo ebantwini.
So ke kodwa wena ngombono wakho ubona ngani wenza into enhle kumbe uyilahlile la?
Hhawu, uyenza into enhle.
Aha, hayi ke siyakuzwa ke qedisa ke khonapho ngoba kula bantu abaningi abafuna ukungena, so phosele ukugcina khona.
Hayi, mina ngithi ma engena ekuthethini kumele esize abantu, ma ukuthi yabe lesifiso ma engasiza abantu kuyayo kurayi.
awonenge siyawakhulu ke khumbulani kuna ngapho egoli ungatinolo kusasa
eh lami yabonga
siyabonga kakhulu yeah so that was khumbulani is in South Africa he's saying it's good that he has entered the race because he may actually help people you know people are suffering so if he has got some good plans so be it yeah maybe one vote there right
indeed for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk and tonight on Live Talk we are talking about the entry of Dr. Nkosana Moyo. He launched his presidential bid yesterday. He says he's going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. But of course, the question is this a social movement or is it a political party? Gibbs was arguing that if it quacks like a duck, walks like a duck.
It is a duck.
It is a duck. let's go back to Mr. Msipa. But Mr. Msipa, there was a recent survey that was done by the respected Afrobarometer, which said that what most Zimbabweans want is actually a grand coalition of opposition parties to challenge Mr. Mugabe. But Dr. Moyo is saying he wants to go it alone. Is he not going against the grain?
I don't think Dr. Moyo at any given time said to or said he was going to go it alone. If you listen to his inaugural speech yesterday, he said that what is important right now, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter how good you are in politics, as long as the country is not united in common purpose. I mean, how long have we had a situation where the opposition sits in one corner, 2 minutes later they're talking of a national vision, some kind of coalition. 2 minutes later, they throw it out. So there is no unity. At this point in time, Zimbabwe is a very polarized nation. So the first port of call is to unite the people of Zimbabwe. You cannot unite political parties if the people themselves, who are the components that feed into the political party, are not united. It is not possible, you know, and this thing that the political culture which feeds into this disunity that Munakapinda, Habudi, you see, politics should be about get a chance. If you don't make it, move out, make room for the next person. But if we have a situation where somebody says, look, this is my God-given right, and mind you, this exists across the political divide, whether it's opposition or it's the ruling party. So that culture in itself will never lead to a united country. Because one says, look, I haven't had a chance to be a state house, so you cannot count the years that I've been leading this political party. And the value systems that are being used are the same values that Dr. Moyo ran away from or when he was asked to become the minister in ZANU-PF. The values that speak of nepotism, the values that speak of corruption, the values that speak of people who join, who become leaders and don't hand over power. So these values exist today in the opposition political party. How then can you lead or become part of a united front with those kind of values still, you know, obtaining? It doesn't make sense. So he's coming from a different, you know, this is a different ship. This is servant leadership. He is saying, look, guys, let's look at this whole thing all over. Let's build this thing from the bottom up. But guess what? It is not ours at the end of the day. This is something that belongs to the people. So let's throw it back to the people. Remember 1980, the elections in 1980. If you remember the euphoria in 1980, the Bob Marley concert in Rufaro Stadium. It was a people's vote. It was a people's celebration. That is where we need to go back to. We need to go back to fundamentals, to basics. Elections are not won by political parties. They are won by citizens competing amongst themselves, not the other way around. So those are the values we need to look at. So you cannot say, I want to be part of a united political outfit. That is upside-down values. It doesn't work like that.
But it's not like Dr. Nkosana Moyo has not been in politics. He's a former minister. He quit, and some say he fled the country. And why should he come back now and act as if he's the Messiah when there were some who have been fighting ever since he left?
Guys, we need to acknowledge one thing when it comes to the politics of Zimbabwe. The reason why Zimbabwe is in the situation it is today, it is because Zimbabwe has been in election mode since 1980. Mm-hmm. The moment we complete one election cycle, we are busy preparing for the next. We finish one election cycle, we are preparing for the next. So politics has always been the elephant in the room. Mm-hmm. The other narratives, the economy, and social narratives, have never had a chance to play out. So that culture of politics being the elephant in the room can only be watered down by bringing in technocrats, people who are not going to focus on Kupoma and so on. They are going to focus on what we do about the youngsters sitting in on the side of the bridge in Lobengula or in Mufakose. How do we get them to become productive, so that we feed into the national economy? That is how technocrats would think, professionals would think. How do we turn a situation that is bad around so that it becomes productive? It will not be about power retention. Technocrats do not speak up to power retention. They speak to production, to result. If you look the world over, most countries are now appointing technocrats to lead, to take up positions of leadership, to control, because politicians, whatever their intentions are when they come into power, eventually, as time goes on, power corrupts. All they now focus on is power retention. So power retention is what has been happening in Zimbabwe. We go into one election, we move on to the other. We prepare for this one, that is 2018. Mode, opposition, whoever is ruling, another mode, next 5 years. So this is a welcome break. This is a breath of, a breath of fresh air. Let's look at what this man is offering. Let's look at what, how we can support him. Let's just buy into the vision. The most worst thing Zimbabweans we can do is keep doing the same thing over and over again and expect a different outcome.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Msipa,
change the way we do things. Let's give this man a chance. Let's give this narrative a chance.
Okay.
And remember, this narrative is not just for Zimbabwe. It's not for Nkosana Moyo himself. Mm-hmm. This is a national vision, and everybody's welcome to buy into it.
Okay, Mr. Msipa, please just hold your thought there. We just want to quickly take another caller to stay on the line. Vamoyo, Magadi.
Tinosino Magadi ko baba.
Aiwa, tiripo.
Regai tini ni muri yose Zimbabwe kada kuti vai ndira kuti nda zvikorosa mufundisi moyo wechechi na wiri tawo inoweka naka munoona nawe ndika ndiye kuti vanhu yeZimbabwe Zimbabwe ndiyedi patikarashika katikavarairwa muri kuona hama dzinopinda idzi dzinawo mavara akaita semapira hakuna zvadzinotiitira tikafananidza politiki nemachechi anowanda munyika machechi ari mambo wedenga politiki inoita vanhu vashoma shoma kuti vakwavo vagonopa vanhu vafara. Tarudzo kuti havana kungosana moyo vanhu vamwe vese vari kudai nehashtag flag vari kuuya ava vanhu vanoita kuti vanhu vezimbabwe varange vachitambura. Saka nada ndikudinzenichi kuti vanhu vezimbabwe nesi makatevera tao tibatsirane panhaye iyi nekuti hatirambi vanhu vanouya vachinji ta kuti taudai asi kuti hapana chinhu chavanoitira vana vezimbabwe. Vakafana nevanhu vaya vanoti kana vachimunhu kana chingono munhu wako anowirira nhaye kana fana kuvani musikana ukaona mumwe auya nhasi achiita kuita zvimwe zvinhu vanokutira nokabata mapepa. Saka ndaida kukurudza kuti vanhu vezimbabwe ngatimukei tichenjere nekuti nyika iyi ndiyedu tikaita madiro tikavarairwa tikangoti vese vese vapinda tinovatevera nyika iyi hatisi takaigona iri kwaichienda mudundu tikatambura zvikuru. Saurudza kuti vari kuya hama dziri kuenda pachokwada kutaka vanhu pamwari handisi kuda kuti tirashe vanhu vezimbabwe nekuti nyika iyi ndiyamwari nyika iyi vanhu vezimbabwe vanhu vakawanda ri kutambudzika vanhu vavazochinja tine vaba kutira pafoni vakutira mashoko akana bati paanewe planisyavanolekitira vanhu vezimbabwe ati nawe kuziva kuti vanhu vezimbabwe teai nekuziva kwamakabva nokuti vanhu vakawanda vari kuuya mapurotisi awandisa mapati awandisa munyika yezimbabwe
vamoyo
asi
Vamboyo. Timbo kubate muromo. Asi, pane chakaipa here kuti vanhu vaumbe mapato awa. Handizvo here zvakari kuitwa hondo kuti nyango vamoyo vakati ndakutangawo bato rangu vanongotanga vakasununguka.
Aiwa, nhau yekutora baba Zulu inhau yakanaka bati. Nhau iripo ndeyekuti nhau yekutsvaga kudya izvi ndizvo makaro murupanzwa. Pari zvino nepo ndekuti vanhu ngavabatane veisa musoro pamwe chete nokuti kana umwe naumwe mazvake mazvake vane vedu tinosvika kuupi nekuti kana tikaita mazvake mazvake handinoivai nhema. Zvakafana nepati iri kuuya iyoyi haiwani kana mapesendi anosvika 1% anopanzwa kurudzira kuti inhau irangokanganisa ri kufama mupuratifomu yakanaka kurudzira kuti nhau iripo ndeyekuti vana vezimbabwe makateerera pastudio 7 manherano iri ndimunhu wamwe anoda kuti ndikududzei nditi ngatibatane tizive pokuvhotera kana tikangosadero tikati wauya wauya tinongonakirwa nokuona maadvertise kana kuona mapamfleti akapakiswa wekuti vote for ningi nyika itikatadza tiiwine vanhu vakachema vakava nenhamo zhinji isingapindi kupera muzimbabwe handiri mutiona izvozvizvi baba vangu vachitoti mapurazi ose ngaatoitori pulani yekuti vature mavhoti ose sakuriza kuti imimi vakuru nevamwe mapati makuru anomutsinda atinoziva munofanira kumira zvine simba nevamwe vose musabuda mukati menzvimbo dzavo ava vanobuda vese vakabva kupi 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 vana vamoyo ava kana iyo ndiri vamoyo but hazvitibatsiri tida kuti nyika iende mberi ava vanozozviita kana mumakontent tovaona vakawanda vanongo vachirasha vanhu kuti vanhu vasagona kuti nyika igone kubudira iende mberi ndomumashoko iwa ndiazvichinomubvunzere
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vamoyo regai tore vamwe vateereri
aiwa tinotenda chodenga ave nemanherano tinongoti mwarodenga akadai akaropafadza mashoko iwawo chekuti amen haleluya.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru. Amen to that. Tatenda. Gibbs, what our caller Moyo from South Africa is saying is that he sees these new players as Trojan horses. He says he thinks that way forward for the opposition is to unite and challenge ZANU-PF. If they don't do that, they will simply divide their vote and lose.
Yeah, lapha ke silemlayezo lomningi blessing ku Facebook lapha si live streamer khona. VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, le VOA Shona. Remember, we're live streaming right now. VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. So, as Ndebele nilapa, silon tunga ngube, uti, haibo, asimchakanga lubaba, asoba ntuana tinaba ngani, ababa njwa ngepugu, elingani. Then, Sibanda Frank, meakuluma lo Sibanda Frank laputi, ka asimvoteli lubaba, na ngukuluma nguti kukula hundi sikohle ngayo. Angeti ibumbulu lo. Tina, hashtag, asifuni bumbulu. Then, fair will, mtlatanjela, ngwenya. Siakuza ngwenya lapo kona kula ngapo team lobby. Kuzima kufotela lo, lao amakute azimele woto. Amakute azimele woto, you know what it is? Independence, eh? Then, oga lutuli, galu tuli, kuti, kaba kamtokazi, aba ashe, lo muntu lila ngale, lilunga, ZANU-PF kumbulani ukuthi wayengapi kuzobuya ke uThamsanqa Sibanda Thamsanqa Sibanda ngawutshona njani lapho khona kona ngapho uthi sikadele ngamatsotsi asoze simvotele kasoza thole lutho kona i-one seat never soza fayithola kuzobuya uPro D uthi sizamvotela ke ubaba uNkosana yes yamuzwa kakhulu lapho vele umlotshwa bheka impilo uthi yes he's got my vote so uzamnika i-vote kunapana so then was the way alone love Priska Uti, this is the man who will take our country forward. Yeah, kunapo ke cinga nesilo babu Lakson Chabuza. Lakson Chabuza kunja.
Ngiphelele futhi nje.
Hayi ngiyaphela kakhulu. So akusitele Dr. Nkosana Moyo uyangena kuze politika la. So ke uthi uzangena kukhetho luka Mongameli. So wena uthi ngakhona ko.
Mina ngiyibona ukuthi sikhathele futhi ngezingezingem ngempisi ezigqoke izikhumba zemvu kulo uNkosana Moyo usekuzanuphilele and namanje imisebenzi yakhe kithi singabantu besendebeleni siyazi ukuthi imisebenzi yakhe ayenzayo lokhu engaphansi kwezanu-PF lapha uyaphuma ezenza sengathi ngumuntu oselomuzi wakhe kodwa yonke inyama ahambe wayizingela uhambe ayisarenda emzini omkhulu khongale kwezanu-PF so olwethu usekelo olwethu usekelo siyintsha asezimbabwe ngeke aze aluthole
aha elikwesaba kakhulu kwini Mr. Chabos ikwini
La ubuyile uSimba Magoni ngalwana umnyaka esengiyikuthi sengilibala ukuthi uSimba Magoni
ukaleni
la isikhathi 2009 ya ubuyile uSimba Magoni esengumuntu edaye sengiseme wedwa kuthiwa mabangu kusile don't fight sagijima sayilandela emuva siyinto seZimbabwe mabangu kusile kodwa ishiyile kungakasi sasala semnyameni lamanje semnyameni so la unkosana na unkosana moya akahamba ozama kwenye indawo kithi siyinja kukangeke size simlandele kile.
Ah, so siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mnumzana Lakson, siyabonga kakhulu baba.
Okay.
Yeah, ube nempela fike enhle. So that is Mr. Lakson Chabuza. You are saying that you know they are sick and tired of these people that just come and try to get their votes. Because this has happened before. You mentioned the name of Mr. Simba Makoni of Mabambo Kusile Don Party. See, he followed him and he voted for him. But then the opposite of the name must Kusile. Kusile means stone, right? So he says he left people in total darkness because nothing happened. You know, you still remember there was that kind of 8% that he got from the presidential election. So he says if he was not there, maybe Tsvangirai was going to win or something like that. So he's very sad about such developments.
Mr. Msipa, are you still on the line? Mr. Msipa?
I don't know if we got cut off. Mr.
Msipa? Mr. Msipa?
Unfortunately, I think we are having problems with that line. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo, who said yesterday he was going to challenge President Robert Mugabe in next year's presidential elections. Of course, some people are saying that his entry will only divide the opposition vote. And those who are backing him are saying that they need a breather of fresh air. So we want to hear from you, Zimbabweans. What do you think about the 2018 presidential elections, Gibbs?
I think we've got a caller. He speaks Shona. His name is Jauza. We can talk to him there.
Va Jauza Magadi.
Ndinofara Magadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiripo yedu tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ya pfungwa dzangu ndedzekuti izvo ava vari kuda kupinda maelectiona. Nyika inoda kutofana vanhu vane mari. Kana musina vasina mari ngavaregerwa kupinda, toda vanhu vakati vagara vane mari kudhaka.
Ko isu varombo manje?
Hatingatongi nyika tiri varombo.
Ndava hei manje?
Hatina mari kavakuru.
Ko mari yapinda papi futi ipapa kana handine njere hangu?
Mari vanhu vanotonga nyika vanonga vaine mari, vane shamwari dzinovapa mari. Saka kana pasina shamwari dzinokwanisa kutipa mari, hapana kutonga kwatingaita nyika.
Asi kaivo vari kutonga vacho vane mari varungobawani?
Vamwe vakaba kare vakapedza, kata akudawo vamwe vanotanga panyuwani vasati vakubaa.
Saka imimi ndiani wamuri kutsigira manje titarisa sarudzo dza 2018 dzacho?
Kuisu tongotsigira vatsvangira ika, ndo vano zvatoziva.
Saka vane bhegi here vatsvangira imai?
Avo vane shamwari dzogona kutipa mari kuti tonge nyika yeZimbabwe.
Asi ka indirona sekuti Zimbabwe yacho inenge ine upfumi hwakawanda, mangoda, platinum, vanokwanisa kurima vanhu zvekuti haingatombodi rubatsiro rwekunze uko kana zvinhu zvichifamba zvakanaka. Handizvo here zvinofanira kugadziriswa, pomiswa nyaya dzehori idzi?
Zvehori izvo zvakato zviri kuti hazvisa kufamba nyika. Hello.
Taura henyu.
Zvekuti vanhu vari kutora mari vasingakwanisi kubata nyika zvakanaka ndozviri kukonzesa kuti nyika iwire pasi izvozvo.
Saka vanenge vapinda mune zvematongerwo enyika vamwe ava, pane chakaipa here vaJauza? tirikuona vamwe vachitaiwa hazvina kunaka, asi kamwe anoti ndo zvakarwirwa kanyika izvi kuti anenge afunga rwake rwendo anongodaro simuka woti ini ndatangawo bato rangu.
Hazvigoni nyika ngaitungamirirwe nevane mari vanogona kutungamirira nyika zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vajauza.
Zvakanaka.
Aiwa, tinotenda, tinoti murambe muchitifonera tichimbokurukura.
Aiwa, maita henyu.
Tinotenda zvikuru.
Ewoi.
Gibbs, Mr. Jauza, who is insisting that if you are poor, you should not even attempt
to contest.
Yeah. He says, this game, we want people who have the resources or at least people who have friends abroad or who can actually bring in investors into the country. And if you are poor, sorry.
Don't do nothing.
Don't even attempt. But he says he begs Bogen Changirai.
Yeah, I've got more messages that are coming in on Facebook. And, you know, we've got Apostle Midian Dube. He says, phone me now, you guys. I want to talk. Then I've got Timothy Steva. He says, I'm listening. He's listening, right? And then Martin Siwe. He says, daydreaming. You know, this guy is an independent candidate. And unfortunately for Zimbabwe, we've got this kind of experience. Remember Simba Makoni? Then we've got Justice Shoko, who says, hello there, guys. We love you all. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you know, they're laughing out loud. Where else have you had a president without a parliamentary representation? How will he get his bills passed through that kind of assembly? And then Ebony Stanley says, another Macron. You still remember Macron in France. Yeah. Then Livingstone Flexus Masango says, you guys, I can't hear anything. I think he may be having some problems there. Maybe somebody has to fix it. Then Norman Vusumuzi Sichela says, hi, can you please make a plan for people who are abroad or in neighboring countries to go and vote in Zimbabwe next year? So he says, yes, seen some people from other countries doing the same, you know. Then I've got MJ Inongube who says, Kwasanamo is very suspect. Then we've got Fiteli Sankara Chimombe, who says, Dr. Nkosana Moyo has clarity of the job that needs to be done, and is equipped from his previous professional jobs at regional and international level. However, the big question is, can he win the election? Who knows him? Who knows his past? We want to know all these things. So, Blessing, people are just asking lots and lots of questions. If Mr. Msipo was still around, maybe he was going to, you know, he was going to say something about it. I don't know whether you've got something on VOA Shona.
On VOA Shona, of course, we have Onisius C. Muzezewa, who says, Atimuvotere, atidivana mcheka dzafa. Akatiza, akanojika zvinona akamiri kwemakungwa, vanhu vachitambura. Onisius D. saying that, you know, he won't vote for him for allegedly fleeing the country at some point. And Charles Tsungu says it's a ZANU-PF project, Simba Makoni and Dabengwa style. Those are some of the feedback we are getting from some of our followers on Facebook.
And Moken Kumalo writes, another spy, you know. Then what David Chateka, who says, hello guys, my understanding is that Nkosana Moyo has a party called APA. You know, the Alliance for the People's Agenda. And then Gerald Muzonzi says, this is a game theory. So I think people are looking into this very much, you know. They want to know what is going to happen. You know, Zimbabwe has been having elections time and again, and nothing seems to be moving in terms of the opposition. Sometimes they are defeated and they claim that they've been robbed, you know. So do you have any caller there?
Not at the moment, Gibbs. But maka sununguka amadiwa kuti munge muchitifonera kuti tinzwe kubva kwamuri kuti munoona sei takatarisa kupinda kwa kwa Dr. Nkosana Moyo musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika varoti vada kukwidza muna 2018. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa vanopikisa ngavaumbe mubatanidzwa, vamwe vachiti aiwa aita chake ndihomba rume, siyai aite. nekudaro tirakunzwa pfungwa dzenyu imi vatereri nekuti ndimi munoenda kunovhota asi chinokurudzirwa nevanhu vakawanda Gibbs inyaya yekuti kana poitwa sarudzo pasaite mhirizhonga violence.
We are lucky we've got another caller. Abel speaks Jonah.
Makadi mkoma Abel.
Handibet makadi kwa group.
Aiwa isu tiri nani muri kupi?
Ndiri ku South Africa Kempton Park Joburg.
Oh ku Joni uko.
Ndafara zvikuru mbatsipa ndakafunda navo kuchikoro.
Oh kupi manje kubva inona kupi?
Kubva inona high school.
Ndoko andakadzidza kai.
Gore ripi?
Kuma 93-4.
Ah isu takaita tobva kudhara.
Mama tobva handiti pamba china vanhembere headmaster.
Baba na ba Musa.
Oh, ndautombowaona ndakaona paya na vanhembe manje.
Ya vanhembe vanga va ndumbwa vanga va ba Musa.
Okay, ha saka ndamba ndaziya ka kuti ndopa chikoro pangwa.
Atafara ndokuzviziva. Ndopindawo muchirongo here ndi commentawo zvandoda kucommentawo.
Taurai zvenyitinzi.
Inini ndinopogana nenyaya yava moyo iyi. Vanga vakanyarara nguva yese. Vachidya mari vari muno South Africa Cape Town kwavanga vachigara uko. Asi nhasi uno wouya voti ivo toda kuti vaite president wenyika. But isusu hativazivi kuti vakabva neipo vamoja. Vakabva kuzanu PF. Hati munozvora. Vabva kuzanu PF. I think kuti vachiri kushandira vachiri kutenda pamwe chete nezanu PF vanaa. Vese vana mai mudhuru vaiva you should not trust them because vanhu vachangirai vakarohwa vakaitwa humiliate mukati menyika nanhasi vachirungonetswa hati tinozviona saka ava dene vanga vari vanhu dene vaenda as collusion kuitira kuti nyika ifambe nokuti iye zvine zvi zvatiri kuno kusouth africa kunoku tiri kutonetswavo. Asi hapana zvatingaita tiri munyika yobhotedi tiri kukora tichinetswa namapurisa kunoku hanunozviona pane mamwe mavhidhiyos atiri kuona ari kunetsa muzimbabwe mapurisa achinetsa vanhu achirova vanhu hanunozviona saka ivo vamoyo vachona vanozotibatsira sei kana vanga vakahwanda zvavo vachidya mari hanunozviona hazvinyambonaka izvo vari kuita izvozvo. Saka isusu vhoti yedu hativapi tichapa vachangirai vanga vanesu nguva dzese tichitambura.
Asi ka pane chakaipa here nhai mukoma Ebo kuti vamwe vapindouka mudariro?
Hapana chakaipa hacho but nguva yacho yavaida kupinda ndo nguva yacho yaipa yokuti vanoda kuti vaite vapinde vakuona kuti zvinhu zvakunonaka hani munozvona. But nguva yese vanga vari kupi vanga vakanyarara vanga vari kupi ndo zvatoda kuti zvoti tikavabvunza zvekuti vanga vari kupi vachakutaura kuti vanga vari mumahotera vachidya mari sezanupf idzo dzamapesheni avo dzavaipwa nezanupf hanumuzviona
ya
saka inini hangu ndokumbirawo kuti mazimbabwe zese vanga vakanditeererawo vachiwa zvandotaura ka ngavaise vhoti yavo kumunhu ane people hat which is President Morgan Tsvangirai MDC. Ndiye munhu watoda kuti apinde. Chodai vakati haana kufunda. Chodai akati vakafunda. Hazvinei kufunda kwomunhu hazvine kuti anotadza kutonga nyika kana kusafunda kwomunhu hazvine kuti haatadzi kutonga nyika. Anenge ane maadvisors ake. Vachimubatsira kuti apa todai apa todai. Takazviona isusu pakaitwa GMU kayai. Nyika yanga yafa. Isusu taitogara tiri pamabhengi tichida kuti titore mari. But pakangopinda vatsvangira izvo zvakavhunaka. Unozviona which means munhu ari capable kuti adi aise nyika forward.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Abel.
Alright maita basa modza vamusipa vatiponerafu.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru ndichavaudza.
Alright maita basa
tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs.
So what was he saying there?
Essentially he saying that Dr. Moyo is coming at the wrong time. He feels that they are nearing the end and he is coming in as a spoiler. So he's saying that what was he doing outside the country all along? He, of course, says he's backing
Morgan Tsvangirai, and he thinks people like Dr. Moyo might actually split the vote, Gibbs.
Yeah, now I've got some more messages that we're having here, Blessing, and one of them is from this guy, Mtembo. Mtembo says, bekukuhle kakhulu nga uxoxisane lamanye amabandla. Anjenge code coalition of Democrats. Kumbe inera yonangwayo. Kanti yena wenzelani ukuthi ayenze yedwa. Phela kangene kwabanye. Enxanye nguye ongcono asikwazi kodwa kumele adlelane labanye abantu. So, what this guy is saying is, you know, you should have joined the coalition for Democrats or the national electoral reform agenda or any other political party, you know, so that something could have been worked out in order for them to unseat ZANU-PF. Then uMncube uyabhala futhi lapho uthi ulungile ma ezancintisa kodwa asimthembi kangako ubaba we ubaba uMoyo ngoba wake waba ku ZANU-PF. So according to Moyo, they don't trust him. They think he has been in ZANU-PF, and so, you know, if ever you went into that party, you seem to be part of them, and so they don't trust him at all. So then Busani writes, ukhanya ngazani uthunywe ngumongameli Mgabe. Mina angeke alinuka elami ivote. So what this guy is saying is that he cannot vote for Mr. Moyo because he suspects that he was sent by Mr. Robert Mgabe to actually come and disturb the kind of vote for the opposition. So who do you have there?
Of course, we have Harry, but of course, some people might want to know who Dr. Nkosana Moyo is. He's got a very long CV. Dr. Nkosana Moyo, Nkosana Donald Moyo, of course, he has a PhD in physics, a BSc honors in physics, MBA. He's the founder and executive chairman of the Mandela Institute for Development Studies. He also served as the Chief Operating Officer and Vice President at the African Development Bank from 2009 to August 2011. He was the Managing Partner and served as a Senior Advisor of African Arctics Capital. Of course, he served in Standard Chartered Bank, TA Holdings, Botswana Capital and Arctis Capital, World Bank, and Batanai Capital Finance. I mean, he has a very, very long CV. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma heri waru South Africa. Magadi mkoma heri?
Tilofara magadi yu.
Aywa, tiripo, tipeo funguwa zenyu mkoma heri?
Luda kungo tauro on my view pa ninyaya ya wa moyo. Chekutanga maonera angu ndrugu tendirana newanu warukutaura kuti wawuya pa wrong time. Time yao haichai titikanda kutarisa nguwa ya sara kuti my elections aitwe. It's too late. Then again, vanungati nzikisisei kutikana tichitaura kuti itakuda kuisa ma other ideas. Let me take it for example. Mr. Biti wakabuda me MDC wachiti watrangere wataza kutunga mirira. But if we look into it, he was in the executive of MDC. Everything chai finalizwa. He was there supporting. But after that, you come out saying, I know he's failing to lead. Leadership, I think, na uye kuwe nekudzidza maningi like the president aripo. People are suffering, but the president is well-learned. It's about wisdom, not being educated. It's about character, not all those things we must look at. So, Mr. Tsvangirai vakagadzira CV ravo. Character yavo is approved. So, for Mr. Moyo to start working on his character and people believe in him, there is no time. Because like on Tsvangirai to as an example, vanhu vari kutarisa character yake kwaabva, and now they've got confidence. It's like urikuda kuti musikana ndokuda obva ati ndokuroora next week. It's impossible. She must have time to learn kuti munhu ari kunditi anondida, is he serious?
I want not in Mpuma.
We can see it on this time, but for him, there is no time for people to comment on him. It's too late.
Tinotenda Mpuma. Sorry, ngoti vatereri varikuda kupinda muchirongwa vanenge vati wanti sei saka taangoti gaga. Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs.
Yes,
mupote muchindifonera. Thanks.
Tinokufonera, tinotenda. Gibbs.
Yeah, mnumzana pekisipo kunjani? Pekisipo kunjani? Baba Pekisipo uyangizwa na?
Nyakuzwa.
Ye, uchona njani Pekisipo?
Hai kuhusha nkosi, kunjani?
Hai mbichana, ye, natu taba futi sesu pinda hapa, utaba luka mnuza nuko sana moyo. So, wenoku ngezu
kutu? Zinda wani, ya umoyo le taking a chance.
Mm-hmm.
Ya, utata ma chance, gaba mvote, la wangani waki, gaba mvote, but mena wangwa mangyaya, ya lichwali mvota.
Eh, inda.
Uzile la pavega za kona, yonke into kati moshakala ebhekile for all those years ebhekile ukuthi kuyamoshakala la zanga khulume nini ubuya manje ngoba ngeke ukwazi ukuthi lo muntu lo uthunyiwe ukuthi indoda phela lapha abantu bayabambana lapho akuzame la ukuthi uthole ukuthi maybe singathola amanye ama supporters ibandla amabandla labambanayo angathola abantu abanele umbani ongamthemba lo muntu lo
kathembakali
umuntu njengomogen Tsvangirai suffered a lot. Washaywa, wafakwihlazo, but still lo eyaphambili kuqhubeke ufuna ukubona abantu baseZimbabwe banjani ba free. That is the man I can trust.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Pekisipo ukuthi isikhathi sesihambile ungadinwa kusasa. Yes, bonke kakhulu. So Mr. Pekisipo says no vote for him. He can't vote for Mr. Moyo, unfortunately. Says it trust Mr. Tsvangirai.
Rikaitende kuna mukoma Mamboma, ndimukoma Donald era.
Eh ndini mukoma Blessing Murisei.
Aiwa tiri boy tai gaga mukoma Donald nekuti nhasi mafone ari kurira kunga amen.
Ah ndoda ngoti vangu va doctor angosana vasati pedzira nguva. Nokuti apa kupedza nguva kuri pachena mukoma, uye kushandisiwa kuda kuti ovhiringidza urongwa huripo chinhano chatata sika ichi. Rangare azautanga nhasi tirana Shakespeare maya kumashure kuvana Langdon Tonga navanhu vaingoshandisa vanongo api atakusika towazindiri by legend ani mukona vaimbovedu vana remember vana vanatonga makazombohota kandezi Shakespeare maya makazombomunzwa zvinhu zvekuda kuviringa urongwa ende coalition ikuda kutoda kuzama kuviringidza coalition even coalition yacho inipa changu anambo gara ndakaita rasta save ngavamire vari save.
Asika mukoma Donald.
Atinga trust imo mukati mumu.
Mukoma Donald, hapana chakaipa kuti vanhu vatange mapata avo kana vasingawirirane nevaripo vacho.
Aiwa, bato ravo havo zvavarambidzi kutanga. Asi kuti chakashata ndechekuzoda kuto matauri avari kuita avakuita like ezvisiyo ndo vanohwisisa chaizvo. Vaka vachimbovedzi, vaka vozotanga kuuya kuzoya sinzanaka. Zvakutonaka kai. Voda zongotanga kuvhiringidza bozo pachaita confusion vanhu vamwacha vekumandevene pachaita tribalism pavapo pachaita zosumuka zvimwe zvimutauro muchazozinzwa.
Aiwa
kutobheka Dr. Ngozana noti ndovedu vanenge vachiita sekuti vane zvido zvavo pamoyo yet no. Handizvo ngavagare kumba kwavo vachirima.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru kuma Donald.
Pane maposta achiti vakatokonewa even kudevelopa musha wavo kumberengwako. Saka nyika vanga zvegona.
Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Donald.
Alright mukoma Blessing mata basi.
Tinotenda zvikuru Gibbs unana.
Yes, lo munhu ke uSpanda osecingana baba mtaweni kunjani?
Hayi yaphila dube kunjani?
Hayi mpichana Spanda, isikhathi sesiphelile iphosela kuba.
Ye mina ngithi unkosana moyo ulungile ukuthi angene eringini ya contest. Laba bathi unkosana akanga contest ngabantu abafuna unqindezela abantu.
Aha.
Unkosana moyo ulelungile lokuthi ancintise njengawonke umuntu abavotayo yibo abazakhetha kuma ideas amaningi abuthelelweyo ngamacandidates amaningi okunika abantu i-wide choice from which to choose which candidate they want as their president.
Ye kodwa wena ubona
zani ngathi ndaba bathu omunye u-right ngoba wake wachaywa. Hayi, akuvotelwa muntu ngenxa yokuthi wake wachaywa. Sifuna ama-ideas akhayo. Yimisteke esayenza ngo-1980 yonke i-vinyl record yayihlatshelwa yayisithi bamugabethethe. Iyo futhi sesiyibona ke sizabanye besithi abantu abanye ama opposition izizibi. Manje njoba behle benciphise abanye bebayise kangaka bengazi baphiwa intambo, bangaphiwa intambo ke. Sizakhala futhi.
Hayi siyabona.
Ngicela ukuthi libe limfonela lami ke ngifake yami imbiko ngiyachiseka nje ngezinto enhlala ngizizwa la.
Hayi kulungile senze njalo mtaweni.
Ye ngiyabonga ukuthi isikhathi sesifitshane.
Ye hayi sibongile kakhulu ngadinga kusasa.
Ye siyabonga.
Yeah, so blessing, that is Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from Johannesburg. He says, you know, it's okay for Mr. Moyo to come into the stage, you know, because there are some people who are said to have been beaten and all those kind of things. He says, you don't vote on the basis of somebody being beaten up, you know. He says, you have to listen to people's policies. You know, if a party has got some kind of vision for the country, that's what we want. So, and he believes that this guy is going to deliver, you know. He's really confident in him, you know. Yeah.
And of course, for those sports enthusiasts, there is a match currently underway between Dynamos and Bantu Rovers. Dynamos is leading by 1-0. It's in the 65th minute. It's being played at the National Sports Stadium. Asi nasi nyaya tiri kutarisa nde kupinda munezve matongerwe enyika kana kuti kudzoka kwavankosana moyo nekuti vankosana moyo vaimbenge vari gurukota Gibbs vachizobva vabuda vachita vawirira nevo nematongerwo anga achitwa nyika navamugabe asi iko zvino izvi vari kuti vakudzoka vada kukwikwidza musarudzo dzemutungamiri wenyika inova kodzero yechizvarwa chose cheZimbabwe munhu anokwanisa kutanga ke bato rake tiri kuda kurudzwa vanhu vari kutaura zvakasiyana siyana vamwe vari kuti ndizvozvo asi vamwe vachiti aiwa nguva yesei vanga vari kupi asi vanhu vakasunungukawo kuti vapinde muchirongwa chedu vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo isu hatina watinotsigira zviri kuvanhu
kunjani
tinopa munhu wese a platform of course we did try to invite Dr. Nkosana Moyo on this show tonight but unfortunately he had a prior engagement but we hope next time you'll be able to come and actually sell his ideas to the people we did try we're just unfortunate today
right let me read this message before we take this caller. Donald Jaya says, we need a united opposition to collect maximum votes in the coming elections. It seems like no one has a clue on what they want in Zimbabwe. The most dangerous people in Zimbabwe are the educated elite. That's a statement, right? And then Mehluleli Moyo says, Mr. Moyo is totally lost. I think we've got a caller on the line. It should be Shumba or Chuma. Can I talk to him in Shona?
Shumba.
Chuma, I think.
Hanzi nenge ya dona nari yao asi tinofunga kuti tichaedza kuti tinge tichivabata for those of you who are just joining us this is Studio 7 Live Talk we are coming to the end of the show almost but of course we are talking about Dr. Nkosana Moyo who has joined other players to contest next year's presidential election Gibbs do you have
Yeah, we've got some messages here that I'm going to read. One of them is from Busi, who says, you know, can you guys call me right now? Ngicela lingifonele mfisa ukungena ehuhlelo ngikhulume ngalokho. Kodwa nguzwa enhlizweni yami ngizalitshela. And then Opri Moyo says, kambe nxa umoyo ngelabandla lezombusazwe. Ngibona ngazani kuzamhlupa kakhulu lokho. Kumele aqale ayenze ibandla lezombusazwe engakangeni kono afuna ukukwenza. So what the Opry is suggesting is that Mr. Moyo should come clean in terms of having a party, you know. He says without that kind of party, he's going to face a very torrid time. So it's going back to the issue of independence, whether they can make it in Zimbabwe or not. We've seen some, you know, since independence. With Margaret Tongo, she was one of them, and several others.
Jonathan Moyo, recently Themba Mulisqua.
You see, so they win. So, but they doubt that a person who is an independent can contest in the presidential election. Wait and see.
Unfortunately, Gibbs, time is not our best ally. And I think we have to end it here. There were problems here and there with the phones, but many people were calling. Of course, let's continue this discussion on our Facebook pages. There's the English page. the Shona and also the Ndebele pages. Let's continue to discuss. We want to hear from you. We want to thank our guest this evening, lawyer Lloyd Musipa, based in the UK. Unfortunately, we had problems with his phone. Thank you to our viewers, our listeners, those who sent messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.